The next deal killer, number two, is sellers underdisclosing. I know that's kind of similar in many ways to what we talked about in number one, but I want to distinguish it because it's not that they're not disclosing. They're not disclosing enough. They're not doing what's called full disclosure. So here's first of all, when in doubt, disclose. I can tell you hundreds and hundreds of times when I was managing real estate offices, agents would come into me and say, Guy, let me tell you about this. Do I have to disclose it? And I would stop and say, if you have to raise the question, the answer is yes. When in doubt, disclose. I don't think you can over-disclose. The problem is agents say, Guy, isn't that going to stigmatize my property? Well, would you rather it be found out during the transaction or after close of escrow? If it's going to be something that needs to be disclosed, you got to disclose it up front when the buyer is still in love. Remember that story? Also remember, you not only have to disclose current problems, but you have to disclose past problems. Please beat your sellers to death on that TDS form and tell them what they have to disclose is all the things that they've had a problem with in the past and they fixed, because it may or may not really be fixed. Also, always use supplemental disclosures. Some areas of California have regional disclosures that have to be disclosed. When in doubt, disclose. Remember that? Also, don't ever underestimate the problem, and don't use adjectives. I don't know how many times I've seen minor cracks, minor flooding. There is no such a thing. You either have flooding or you don't have flooding, or you have a problem or you don't have a problem. Don't use adjectives. That's why I want you to be talking to your sellers about making sure they're making full disclosure.